So he got relegated with Fulham, then got fired, ended up at a Premier League side, then got fired, then ended up at a Champions League club. And it was like, how does this guy keep getting, doing worse and going upwards in his trajectory?
So drugs. He was
coaching a national team.
Maybe it was a Ted Lasso situation.
We do podcasts by nature, it's in our blood. Steady posting the magic and spreading love. Four guys on the pod every week. Live Twitch feed for the fans, what a treat. Find us on the internet with all the pods. Stacking up downloads so we become demigods. There ain't no limit to our peak. Fortune and fame is all we ever seek. Everyone listen to a new low today. Everyone listen to a new low today.
Hello and welcome to FIFA 2026.
We are your hosts.
The FIFA World Cup 2026. We are your host, Headphone Joe.
El Greg is here.
And
America.
From Uzbekistan.
America, I'm your FIFA host.
Uzbekistan.
This is a new low.
It is a new low.
This is a new low. How's everybody?
I put the stan in Uzbekistan, if you know what I mean, Joe.
Ooh. Don't know what you mean at all.
Stan.
Oh, because you're an Eminem fan?
There we go. Thank you, Joe.
How many letters did you write him before he got back to you, Scott?
This is a new
question,
low.
Off the top, have you guys ever written a celebrity?
No.
This is a new low. Right. This is a new low.
Greg,
I'll tell
Greg.
You, sir.
And it's also Greg not a new low.
What about?
Greg, you've written a letter.
My congressman?
Not congressman. To a celebrity of any sort. Like fan mail,
Greg,
or like a wrestler,
one to Maryland,
I have
Mountain.
Football player.
Direct Greg's message, like, but you know.
Dear Maryland, did you really remove a rib?
Not like Brennan sending a message to Tom Segura, but
oh, so,
no, I have not.
Has Tom been in Brennan's restaurant? Because that would be,
I bet he
full
has.
Full circle moment. Well, Brennan's already.
He would freak the fuck
yes.
out.
Yes.
Tom went with Bert.
Tom and Bert? Was he there?
Tom and Bert went.
Did he give Brennan him free bacon?
Brennan waited on them.
What?
I have to assume he gave them free bacon.
Is it in the pod?
But he did a bonus app about it. And
okay,
I have to check the feed.
He talked about, yeah, I won't spoil the end, but it's very funny. But yeah, no, he waited on them.
Nice.
But yeah, no, never sent out any fan mail. I always think about the people who sent out fan mail. I'm like, well, even as a kid, I was like, not for
Dear
me.
Cuddy, I wrote you, but you still ain't calling. I left my email, my like, yeah. phone, mm-hmm. and my WhatsApp at the bottom.
As a kid, I was like, I don't think they're going to get to this. So... But I have a drink to make.
Drinks with Joe.
Just spilt a little gin on my pants. That's
it looked interesting.
That's what they say. Like you said jizz wrong.
Hey, go, woo, hey, you, woo.
All right, so I'm going to make what I'm going
jizz
to call
and juice.
A go. Southern Tom. Southern Tom. So I got everything to make a Tom. Everything to make a Tom Collins. 2 ounces of gin. 1 ounce of lemon juice. That is lemon juice. I've stopped getting that wrong altogether, by the way. No one's ever patted me on the back for that. And then instead of half an ounce of simple syrup, I'm going to go with half an ounce of peak syrup.
Complex syrup.
Ah, it's pretty good, buddy.
Oh, fake.
All right. The Rat Magazine.
All right, give that a good stir. And then before the show, I had some club soda. in the fridge from a while ago, from the last time I think I made a
taco. Which club? Time. Chelsea?
And
hey now.
No. Full. And I said to Greg, I was like, hey, Greg, do you think I could put this in my soda stream? And I have a fizz that I don't have a soda stream. I was like, do you think I could bring it back to life? It doesn't have, like, you know, the whole thing is like, you don't want any juices or syrups or sugars or anything like that. And I'm like, it's just club soda. And Greg was like, you know what? It's worth a shot. So I did. And it reanimated it. So
you could re-club a club soda.
What happened?
I said you could re-club a club soda 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what 100%. I did. So
when I heard it. The funny thing is you were away from the your good mic, the and main I heard Coke Zero. Well, that'd be interesting if you could reanimate some Coke Zero.
You tried to set me up for failure, apparently.
Well, no, because I think Coke Zero would be better if you put some bubbles in it. More bubbles.
Yeah. Coke already has a lot of bubbles. You rebubbling Coke is...
Orange is kind of coalescent.
Yeah, but if it's flat, I think that's the point.
Going to give it a sip?
Was this a reanimated Tom Collins? What is this? A Walt Disney Collins?
Southern Tom.
Walt Disney Collins? Type in chat if you understand the joke.
No, who's the other guy who froze his head? Ted Williams? Is it Ted Williams?
Ted famously Williams, froze his family. Head. Yeah.
The baseball player, Ted Williams?
Yeah, I believe so. Good.
Did you bring it back to life?
The club soda was brought back to life.
Did you?
The problem is I'm drinking this without a straw.
Bring it back to the tree of life.
Drink the Tom Collins with a straw. So I'm really worth getting the
Oliver sense. Tree.
Trying to give it a good little mix there, but you're getting the lemon, you're getting the peach.
I'm not getting gin anything. Sounds good.
Chilling
though.
Out in the back.
Peach sounds and gin? Good.
It's actually really good. Enjoying that. It's a good 7 out of 8 Joe's. Nice.
Oh, my God. Light, easy, 2 weeks, two weeks in a row. We're running on fire.
Last week was a 10 out of 8. But that was a personal
concern. I got a question.
Ooh, go for it.
Greg, do you have a straw? Do you have a shirt that has a World Cup font?
Hey, guys, I got a question for you.
It is a World Cup shirt.
It is a World Cup shirt. I knew it. I saw that we are 2026. We are youth of the nation.
FIFA. Atlanta.
I can't believe you support the organization, but you know what?
Yep, 100%. I'm always 100% on board with everything FIFA does and says.
Greg, you heard it. Big organization.
He's a big FIFA guy, big UFC on the White House lawn guy. Joe, have you gone to the game yet? Nothing. Has the game happened yet, or is it no?
No, the game I go to is June 24th.
How long is this tournament, as Kyle would say?
Wait a minute.
It's like 2 months long.
So are we not recording next week then? Or is it?
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. I meant to text you guys.
Oh, no.
I will be out for that episode, actually.
No.
I will be incommunicado.
Joe will do a live show from the World Cup.
Live from the World Cup.
Live. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so. Yeah, I guess we could either take it off or you guys can hit up James.
We'll see what's happening. We'll see what's happening.
Great guy, never met
Scott
him.
Definitely has a casino day planned.
I'm going to be tired.
There's a chance I might be in Colorado.
I'm going to be tired that morning or that day because the night before is my second sleep study.
Happy birth.
Get fitted for us. Well, it's actually Kendra's birthday. It's the day before.
I was about to say, I think it's Kendra's
birthday. That's what I meant when I said happy birthday. Jeez, the day before. I get no credit for that.
I'm going to see what kind of CPAP I need to sport.
So hot.
All right. Yep. Questions. When's the last time you guys did a big favor for a friend? Big
the show features favor. Greg.
I got a question for you guys.
I don't know what you give consider an example. A big favor.
I'll give an example. Right now, one of my buddies that I play basketball with, who came over to help me to move when we were moving over here.
Oh, good guy. He helped you move. Great guy.
Great guy. He was going out of town. He was going out of town, and
Craig moved out of town, so he didn't have to.
He's getting married up in New York because that's where all his family and his wife's family.
Love New York, local hometown of ours.
He was calling me to ask if I could check on his dogs for a month
in New York.
Check on him?
No. So he lives up the street from me, Scott. He's going to be in New York.
Oh, easy ask.
Him and his wife are getting married in New York.
Instant, yes.
But check he lives on. Like, that's so interesting. Let them out and make sure they're eating because they're going to have like an automatic feeder type thing. So just going by.
How many times a day?
Make sure they don't poop in the house. 2 times a day.
How far would you say up the street?
15 minutes.
Not walking distance. Driving.
Not walking distance.
Driving 15 minutes. And you're a good enough friend.
Keep them at your house.
Because, that was an ask. That was a possibility. I declined that. That part of it. I don't want a house sit because I have my own house. I don't want to be at
someone else's house. See, dogs are a little more hands on. It's like checking on them twice a day. I feel bad for the dogs. You know.
Yeah, you don't feel me. I mean, but didn't want to bring them here because in order for them to then go out, I would have to like walk them because they also have somebody that's going to walk them in between the times that I'm going. Because I'm going like early, first thing in the morning, and then late afternoon-ish. And then somebody's walking them like midday. The reason I didn't want to bring them here is because I'd also have to walk them. Ariel has a bit of an allergy, and then the way our house is set up, I'd have to take them outside to take the, like, I'd have to go down the steps either through the front door or into the garage to get them outside.
You don't have a fenced in backyard.
I also don't have a fenced in backyard. But no, it's more so that I don't have, you can't get straight to the backyard from inside the house. You got to go out of the front of the house and go around the back of the house to get to the grass.
Whoa.
In the backyard.
Are you a Greg guy with a deck that doesn't go down to your grass?
Yeah, man. It's the one thing that really kills me on this house.
You can access it, you know, from the basement. So.
Yeah.
Is this an Atlanta thing? We're like, we're going to give you a deck. Also, the deck has no access to the backyard.
It's so weird.
Also, your deck is on the main floor or the bottom of the house.
Now, it kind of makes sense in the sense that, I guess, if you're being extreme and thinking of potential like intruders, they can't access the house through.
That's crazy thinking on building a house.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if that's what somebody, but in my head, I'm like, why don't I have access from right here? Like, I'm on the deck. I just want to go to the grass, and I can't do that.
That's like one of the things on House Hunters. They walk down the deck and be like, we don't have access to the yard up here. And then the lady would like, well, you have 3 bathrooms on the 3rd floor. And they'd be like, you're right. You're right.
That's right.
And she'd be also, you're also in Italy right now. And you're like, you know what? You're right.
Oh, House Hunter International.
I'm the internet. I don't think they play domestic House Hunters anymore. It's completely international.
You think it's over?
I've never seen a domestic House Hunters.
That's tough.
I got a question.
I feel like I have.
What kind of dogs are these?
Oh, okay. Okay, I'd have to look up what the other one is. I know it's like a shepherd of some kind. Shepherd dogs. But one of them is a pit bull. It's a sweet pit, though.
You don't got to say other if one, it's sweet or not. We're not judging.
It's a sweet pit. It's a sweet pit. The other one, I guess it's not a shepherd. It kind of looks like a Belgian Shepherd, but it's a bigger dog. Two big dogs. Might be a German Shepherd. Yeah, more German Shepherd. Not the pointy ears, though. The ears don't point that much.
My issue here is he's close enough to you to ask you to watch his dogs twice a day for a month.
Yes. Yeah.
But you're not invited to the wedding.
So... I was so.
Or did you deny the wedding invite? And he said, "If you're going to be home, watch my dogs." Did he get you? Did he get you?
Funny enough.
See, at your wedding.
So, no. Okay, let's back up a bit. This is a person I played basketball with.
It's the summer of '98.
Met him through playing basketball. And then as we were playing basketball, there's a couple of guys I was like, you know what?
At the courts.
We're kind of closer. We're beyond just, teammates. We're buddies. We've elevated to the buddy stage. And then that's when I asked him to help me move or whatever. And then the thing with our wedding, we only had 100 people. And as you guys saw, even pulling into my history of friends and aerials, we got to dang near 100 people. I think like a few people didn't show up.
Yeah, we made lists. So thank you.
So, yeah, could have kept you guys on the sideline and invited some of the guys I play ball with. But anyways.
Wow, that sounds like a threat.
So he was having his engagement party last month. And... he texted me the invite, and I was like, oh my gosh, so thankful to be invited, da 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 da. I look at the date and it was May 15th.
Oh, we're going to New York.
I was gonna be in New York. So I called him and I was like, bro, I can't believe I'm gonna be in New York when this is happening. So I can't make it. And then he was like, well, how long are you going to be in New York? I was like 3 days. He was like, oh, because if you were there for a month, we're actually having the wedding in New York, so you could have came to that. So he kind of did invite me to the wedding. But it's in New York.
It was a sly move.
But then you should have
responded, I'll go back. Send the invite over.
Say, for a month?
So
how long is the wedding?
It started
6 days.
So the wedding took place this past weekend. Congratulations to Kevin and Akil.
We don't need to.
But they went up a week early. I just said their first names. Didn't say their last names.
And shout out to a gay wedding.
It's not a gay wedding.
Hey, you don't know. I might have been happy.
Okay. Yeah, what'd you think? Joe, come on.
It's June. I thought you were talking about the soccer player
That's exactly what I was referencing.
I thought you were talking about the soccer player for England.
Well, marrying my buddy.
No, so they went up a week early. Then they had the wedding the week. Then they were there for the wedding week. And then I think they're parlaying the next 2 weeks as sort of like a honeymoon. Because they're staying in upstate New York. They're not staying
in the city
proper.
All the Irish bars in New York?
I don't get it.
That's a joke for me and Greg.
You weren't with us.
Oh, okay.
Doing a tour.
But yeah, so, I like how this became more about what I'm doing. I was asking a question.
Now, I got a question for you, Joe, now that it's about us. How has it been checking on the dogs twice a day for the last week?
Man, checking on the dogs twice a day for the last 2 weeks. Officially 2 weeks now. I think they left on the 8th. Yeah, the 8th was the first day. So it's only been a week, actually. A little over a week. It's been fine. Aside from the two times I went and they pooped in the house. Outside of that, it's been fine. Dogs are nice. The dogs, I'm an assertive figure. I control.
Oh,
I'm in charge. They know I'm in charge. I'm like, what's the guy's name? The Cesar Chavez.
I was about to ask you if you're into it. Cesar Milan.
Cesar Milan.
Cesar Chavez. Like yeah. Milan. The famed dog. Guy, Cesar Chavez.
Is Cesar Chavez the one that's like his whole history is getting undone right now because he was like a bad dude? I won't say what he actually did.
Dude's like a dog guy that loved unions as much as I know.
Yeah, so Cesar Chavez. Cesar Chavez. Tarnished history.
People wear t-shirts with his face on it, right?
They do.
No, isn't that Che? I think you're thinking of Che Guevara.
Che Guevara.
Wait, who? Che Guevara?
Is that his name? Che Guevara?
Welcome to Getting Everything Wrong podcast hosted by...
I'll say this. They don't teach us about that in Florida. They didn't teach us about old boy. That might be a California thing. I don't know.
No, okay.
Yeah.
Is it Che Guevara?
What is it, Scott?
I'm not. No,
he don't even know. He don't even know how to say it. That's why he don't even know how to say it. He know we're not saying it right, but he don't know how to say it either.
I know how to say it, and it's not whatever you're saying.
Well, right, but
that's how it's spelled.
Yeah, I'm like.
We just call him Che G here in LA.
He was Argentine, though, you know. So
yeah, he was Argentine.
I can see Google in Greg's eyes. It's cheating. It's AI, Greg. At least go to like Wikipedia.
He played for the Celtics but, in the 90s.
Ooh, man.
He also hosts Weekend Update, so that's cool.
Yeah, Michael K. But yeah, so I'm like Cesar Milan. The dogs, I command respect and they respect me. But I don't know. It's been good. Let them out during the day, sit and play with them for a little bit, give them, you know, tell them they're a good dog and all that jazz.
You can tell Joe's not a dog guy. You know, I'll take care of them. I told them they were a good dog.
Sit them down and tell them stories about my childhood.
Do you walk in the door and be like, tell them
to sit, they sit.
Where my dog's at?
No, I'm not Mike Brown.
That's not Mike Brown. Gee, come on, Joe.
Didn't Mike Brown do a... I thought you were referring to... Because Mike Brown did like a Who Does the Dogs Out thing.
Who Does the Dogs the Out? This is...
Who Let the Dogs
probably
Out?
Probably the best episode we've done in all...
Who Does the Dogs
300.
Yeah, man. But,
Yeah. Meow, 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 and that part of that song.
But yeah, so I go in there. I make sure they go outside, take their poops, take their peas. I fill up their water. No, they said I didn't have to pick it up, basically, because they're just going in their backyard. I don't know.
You don't fling it over the neighbor's fence?
No.
Ooh, or fling it over the fence into the...
Oh, dang. He just took out the cameraman. Cameraman has a torn ACL.
You got a yellow card for it.
Are you watching Telemundo, Greg, or are you watching the U.S. broadcast?
FS1.
Okay. I didn't know if it was going to be the same camera angle or not.
FASA
uno. So I guess not.
Uno.
No, I guess not. Okay, so yeah.
FASA uno.
He went straight. Like, the angle we saw, it's from the cameraman that got hit, so he just, boom, and you see the camera fall and everything. That was wicked. Boom. Yeah, that's a dangerous... Scott, turn that off. You're going to get us DCMA'd. DMCA.
Good.
But, so, yeah. It's been fun with the dogs. It's funny because I think the second day I started going to see them, they had ordered some treats to the house, and it was like this chicken jerky thing. No, it was like a chicken jerky. And then I gave it to him, and then it eventually ran out. And the first day it ran out, what I had been doing was...
How much jerky were you giving to him?
It's funny. I was splitting it, too. Like, I wasn't giving them a full piece. I would split it. But when they would come up from using the bathroom, I would have them go to their beds, and then I would go and give them their jerky. So the first day the jerky was done,
they came up and they
went straight to their beds. They went straight to their beds, and I was like, "Hot a turkey, guys." I was like, "No treat today." And they just kept looking at me. I was like, I need your food.
They're like, you know, Joe's not a dog guy because every dog owner knows that a bag of treats you make last a month at least.
Well, I was like, man, they really bought some high quality stuff, I guess. But yeah, nah.
You're giving too much jerky.
It's jerky. No, like it was tough enough for me to rip it in half. Like I don't know how I was supposed to make that last. So
you're supposed to go out by your own.
Yeah. I was supposed to go out by my own.
PetSmart.
Now the tougher things was the 2 days where they pooped, and I think it's only one of them. I think it's the bigger dog, not the pit bull, because the bigger dog it was a big shit. But thankfully it was hardened enough, so I just picked it up and threw it in the backyard, and then the second time I put it in a bag and then put it in the trunk of my car and then put it in my garbage can. Because the other thing, I was like,
do they have no garbage cans?
They have garbage cans, Scott, but hear me out. They haven't asked me to like take out their trash or anything. So in theory, if I just put that in their trash can, that would be in their trash can for almost a month. And I just didn't think that was a good move. I feel like it would smell, you know, bacteria.
If it's in a, bag outside the trash can. Is it outside trash can?
No. I'm thinking of inside trash can. Like, they haven't asked me to put, you know, trash to the front or anything. So yeah. Either way, if it was in the garage or
but they have an outside trash can, right?
What do you mean outside trash? Like a garbage.
You haven't explored their house and seen every inch.
A garbage bin. Explored their what do you put out in the front yard? You put out the garbage bin. You throw that poop in the garbage bin.
I don't know where the garbage bin was. I'm not looking for the garbage bin. That's not what I was asked to do.
Oh man, you gotta go above and beyond. You gotta.
How big is the house? You can find.
I did. I brought it to my house and I threw it in my trash.
You can find.
Go through their drawers.
Greg's like, you gotta do a little search. Look in the
pantry, see what kind of food they got.
Do they have cameras in the house?
They do have a camera in the house. I got terrified one day. So I think it was like the first or the second day.
Joe started pouring himself a cocktail and he's like, Joe?
So it was either the first or the second day.
He's like, I'm at the top of the Virgin Hotel.
The pit bull had like this bone toy, but it was like. It's not like a full bone. It's only like the end of the bone type of thing. And she would put it in her mouth. And I just didn't feel comfortable with it. I was like, man, I kind of feel like you're choking the way you're kind of wheezing with this toy thing. So I was like, Kiki, put it down. And then like 5 minutes later, I get a text. And it's like, hey, you don't have to tell her to pull it down. That's because if she doesn't have that toy, she's going to bark at you. And I was like, how the fuck do they know what I'm doing in the house? I was like, all right, there are cameras in here.
Joe regretted cursing out the guy. He's like, I can't believe I fucking agreed to take care of these fucking dogs twice a day. And all of a sudden, hey, Joe, he's like, what?
I was like, oh, snap.
I love these dogs.
All right.
It was the day after they pooped the first time because I texted Kev.
Greg has things to do.
I texted Kev about the first poop. I didn't text him about the second poop. So the next day when I went that morning, I let the dogs out and I was like filling their water. And then a voice of God appears and it's like, hey, just checking. Everything okay? I heard that they pooped. And it was his wife. And I was like, yeah, everything is. I don't know where I'm talking to. I'm like, yeah, everything is good. No problem. And I was like, they can speak to me. I don't like this.
That's crazy.
I feel like I'm in the Truman
Show. Joe's like, you motherfuckers pooped in the house again. All of a sudden, did they poop in the house? We're sorry.
So, yeah. But no. Back to the question at hand. Last time you guys did a big favor for a friend.
Oh, there was a question.
I've done my share of cat sitting and dog sitting. I mean, checking on and sitting. With dogs, I feel
you're checking to make sure you didn't sit on them.
Like cats, you know, you just make sure they're okay every once in a while.
My ass is so big.
And I've house sit stuff, but you get paid for that kind of thing.
Do you walk the house?
Yep. Yep. But I'm trying to think.
Was that not offsides?
No, it was not offsides.
Colombia scores a goal? Scott, last time you did a favor for me?
I had a buddy who was he was on his way to New York, and he flew in for like a night instead of just going straight to New York, and then he had to stay over at my house. So he like flew into the airport, and then I had to drive an hour at like 11 p.m. to pick him up.
You are not Greg.
Have him come over to my house, and then go back to the airport the next day.
Why is he having a layover?
And I'm like, why would you just have a layover when you could just fly directly to New York? But you know what? I sucked it up.
That was good.
I pretended to like the guy. I spent 4 hours that night driving him to and from the airport.
As the Avalanche are in the playoffs, scored.
I know, right? Crazy.
I picked him up and
the
I
last,
told him
like,
how
great
I
great game they had.
I picked him up and I told him how I missed the game winning goal of the Knights losing.
Not just
in
the game
winning
goal, the comeback victory of being down what like 4 goals or something like that, 3 goals and coming back to win 4-3.
Yeah, the Knights were down 5-4, 3-0, and then they came back.
They were
back
up
3-0.
No, they were up 3-0. Crazy. Then they gave up this, went to overtime and won anyway. But crazy. They lost the series, so.
Crazy stuff there.
But I forgot to mention Greg's hospitality of hosting me. It's been like 4 weeks now. Greg hosted me for the night.
We just talked about New York. We talked about New York, but not the night prior to New York.
Beautiful home. Set up very much like an Airbnb. They had like Wi-Fi, handwritten like chalk signs around the house with the Wi-Fi password. The bathrooms had like bathroom toiletries, travel size things, little duct tape in case of emergencies. I don't know what that's
for. That
was
funny. That was funny. We were going through a box and there was duct tape. She's like, we should put that in the toiletry thing. Let's see if he sees it.
It was very cute. It was very nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do we got anything from down under?
We does. It's going to be a little rough, I think. Here we go.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. It's Knut here, and I'm back with another question. Nice and simple one this week. What's your policy on socks and underwear? As soon as they're sort of like the socks get a bit stretched or the underwear has a little hole poking through on maybe where the elastic goes, are you throwing them out or are you hanging on to them? You know? Socks, you can't beat a new sock. Or realistically, new underwear feels good as well. And I always buy underwear like quite regularly. I buy a set and brand on usually on a half price sale. Liar. I buy at the supermarket and the full price ones, I go, whoa. But when they're half price, I go, yeah, see, I just buy them, giddy up. But I find myself sometimes, I look at these underwear and I go, oh, I don't have to throw you out yet. And before you know it, you go, my God. It looks like some sort of thing brought out of some sort of Egyptian tomb. Anyway, no cobwebs.
Why did you do that?
That's how it ended?
No, Scott was tapping his head saying time out. So I'm like,
oh, no. I was trying to say something. Oh. I was going to say he's going to make like a slight dig at me or Greg. Oh, and then probably. Scott was just starting well,
let's
baseball
all
signs.
Right, so what's your policy wait. On socks and underwear?
Pause it.
You,
it's almost over.
You have no mercy towards the these garments which support
you.
You're
gonna play who's gonna dig day. At the end.
All right. Audience, soldier on. End of my question.
Yeah. End of my question. No.
He usually tells that dig at the end. Dig. He's like, yeah. He's like, Greg, we'll probably know this answer because he shits his pants every month. All right,
ball. So like, Joe, what jail cell did you get your underwear from? Like what? Like, what just happened there?
I think I'm the opposite of him.
From the commissary.
My socks get holes. My underwear doesn't get holes. My socks get holes. And when my socks get holes, really? That's when it's awesome.
What are you doing with your socks? You just going outside barefoot and shit?
No. But maybe
they
I'm
rub,
just not buying
like
good socks.
Shoes, some rub in the wrong place. You know?
I have not had holes in socks.
It's usually
socks.
In a
what?
Seam. Like
a child.
Even when you're like balling on the court?
Thick part.
No.
What socks are? I need to get whatever socks you're wearing.
I get Hanes Thermo Cool. Yeah, I haven't had holes in socks.
I got the Hanes like ankle
I never buy ankle socks.
Well, I think like you a lot of times like a
calf sock.
You're not wearing shoes that fit properly, so sometimes you're getting rubbing in weird areas on the socks that cause the holes.
It's in the bottom.
My socks do thin out. There's some wear down, yeah. But no holes. I haven't had, like I said, I haven't had a hole in a sock since I probably like middle school.
What? Darn. Oh my god! My mind is blown.
Dang, like underwear is expensive these days. It's like.
Underwear.
I've never had a hole in the underwear. Do you guys have hole in underwear? Are you wearing holes in your underwear?
Well, it's like in around the waistband, like it'll come detached. Just
bingo.
Are we wearing tidy whities here? Or are we wearing boxers? I don't think
not wearing tidy whities.
Boxer briefs. Wearing
boxer briefs.
Oh, it's the brief part. All right. If you're wearing just boxers, there's no holes unless there's shenanigans happening.
Right. Yeah. The hole is...
Yeah, I was about to say, Greg got it right. It's the waistband. It's when you're trying to, like, you're lifting your pants and your boxers, you pull a little too much, and then it kind of comes undone there, and now you got a hole on the waistband.
I'm not a brief guy.
Not a brief guy. You're just a loosey-goosey boxer guy?
I'm a boxer guy.
Wow.
Wow.
I used to be a tidy-whitey guy. I remember when I was
10 years old.
No, I used to be a tidy whitey guy, and then in fifth grade we moved into a different neighborhood where everyone was a boxer. Everyone was a boxer guy, and they're like, you weren't boxers, right? And we're like, what are these boxers? Then we got introduced to the boxers. We're like, I guess we gotta wear boxers now. We're no more tidy whitey guys. So then we shipped into the boxers, and I never looked back.
There's another level because
it's like two pairs of shorts. Two pairs of shorts I'm wearing. One has pockets.
And that's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I don't got much to carry around. So I'm just, you know.
I was going to say, everyone makes the evolution from tidy whities to boxers. And then eventually, like, I think it was probably around like high school or maybe college.
Boxers didn't last boxer long. Brief. They were weird.
What did the breeze do for you?
They hug.
I don't want to be hugged. Do you know me?
You don't want to be hugged.
Don't want to be hugged.
I would say it's a sense of security. I would say the problem with boxers. And you get
good ones.
Somebody robbing your jewels?
They're almost like
for me, the problem back then with boxers were if you're at school and, you know, that CTE. Girl you like walked by, you just like, you're in a world of trouble if the bell's about to ring in the next few minutes.
Oh, okay. Whereas
you're briefed up, you know, you're safe and secure.
Is that what it is? You guys had to lock down because
support.
You guys are getting
locked down the fort, man.
Erected in inappropriate situations.
Man, I mean, I was young. The blood was flowing. You know?
That's what it's been about this whole time?
Not the whole time, support. But that is one of the benefits. That's one of the benefits. I was say so many times it's like, Joe, why is your backpack on your in front of you?
In
why
your lap.
In front of you is like, no reason. Like, hey, you know, happy to see me. How's your uncle?
Who made it a salad?
Who That's made it a salad?
My socks get holes. My underwear don't. If you guys are different, then
but yeah, as far as frequency of buying them, I'd say. Honestly, I have a lot of boxers right now because whenever the last time I got boxers, I still had some pretty good boxers that weren't too worn down. So I'm kind of overflowing with boxers at the moment. And as far as socks, I think for both of them, I think it's been about 2 years. Probably 2 years since I bought socks or boxers.
That's crazy.
At this point, I have a lot that I just cycle through that I don't really use them that often. Like every so often.
Every time I do laundry, I find a sock with a hole in it, and like, I toss it out.
Really?
Or I'm putting a sock.
A lot of
on
times, like I said, it's hole and I toss like it seams, like in the toe or something. It's like it rubs on.
You guys are getting the wrong socks, man.
Socks mine's always on like the bottom. Mine's always on like the heel.
Socks. Scott, you getting like Fruity Loom socks?
Your shoe.
Still?
That means your
shoe
doesn't
fit properly. Hanes. The Hanes short black.
Your shoe doesn't fit properly if you have. holes in the bottom of your socks.
Too many blacks there, Scott. Settle down.
Damn it. Can't say the B word on the show. Very dark colored socks.
If you lock your foot, maybe it's an ankle sock movement. You don't get much movement in the foot part.
Well, the question also would be, I guess, how many pairs of socks do you have, and are you wearing your socks? Do you have less pairs of socks and wearing them at a higher clip?
That's true. How often do you do laundry?
How often do I change my socks? This is the question.
No.
I can go laundry, two, three, 4 days, same pair.
That's not even my question. My socks question is how many 2 days. Total socks you got?
How many total socks? This same pairs? Pair, let me see, probably like 10, 15.
10 to 15?
Jesus. That's the same thing.
I just buy the same color, same thing from color Amazon. Match?
I don't color match my socks at this point. I just go all black socks.
Now from Amazon, I get the same bag of Hanes black ankle.
You're getting it from Amazon? You're getting it like, that's like getting your shirts from Ross. It's like, it's
Is that the problem?
You got to go to the actual store.
I got to go to Marshall's? Pick it up.
Yeah, you got to go. I get mine at Walmart. You got to go to the store.
Oh, my bad. I wasn't going to Walmart.
Touch the bag.
Oh, so you sorry, I've been sick.
I don't even know where that's
probably
coming
a
from.
Return.
Yeah, I don't even know where that's even coming from.
I got one stolen out of there and returned.
Man, that's crazy business. But no, I don't know. Maybe my only assumption could be maybe the ankle socks has less cushion, less support in it, and that four is wearing down more.
I mean, it's got to be the same sock up to the ankle, right?
The same.
You would assume, but I don't know, man.
Maybe I'm just doing also, too much on my feet.
With a lot of the basketball I play, I wear double socks a lot of the times.
Oh.
I'm double socking.
Double socking?
Double socking.
Like on
get
the feet?
A little more cushion. Yeah, double socking on the feet. Get a little more cushion. It's basketball. Bad on the feet.
I guess that explains why you have to have tighties. Boxer briefs to sort of...
That too. You need a little compression. A lot of moving
wrangling,
around.
Wrangling.
Jostling.
Yeah.
Wrangling the janglers.
Exactly. To Jocelyn.
Speaking of feelings.
The guy that hosts 2020.
Feelings. Went to the doctor and got some fillings. Went to the dentist, I should say.
The dentist, mouth doctor?
Fillings.
And got some fillings. Was it Monday, finally. Now, mind you, I had been supposed to get these fillings back in December. I think they originally kind of put me on for December. Now, as I'm going on my honeymoon, not going to spend this much money as I'm about to go on my honeymoon. So I moved it to January, and since January, I've been just kicking the can down the road. And then finally, I was like, you know what? They're going to keep calling me and moving this every month, and it's really annoying. So let's just go ahead and do it both sides all at once. Because I had one over here, and then I think I had two on my right side, one top, one bottom. And so it was like, all right, let's just go ahead and do this.
I've never felt more judgment than moving a dental appointment. It's like, man, I got to move this. I'm not going to be there. They're like, okay, we can move it.
I can see what I can do.
I mean, you really
sure
need to get that work
that?
Done.
It's almost time for your cleaning, honestly, for being honest.
You got those teeth and you got those wisdom we might have to pull out. I don't know.
But yeah, so went on Monday. It's been a while since I went and got fillings. The last time I got fillings. It's
been a while.
Funny enough,
sometime,
10
man.
Years ago. Close to almost, probably almost close to, not 10 years to the day, but 2016 was the last time I got fillings. And
that was a simpler time back then. George Bush was president.
No, 2016.
Hillary Rodham Clinton era. Was president.
Oh. So they numb the gums, and then they hit it with the shots.
Hit me with your best shot.
It's so weird. I know everybody's gone through this, but it feels like your face is like sliding off. But then I looked in the mirror eventually, and it's like everything's just right, like normal. Like, for some reason, I thought at least, like, my looks would be, like, droopy or something. And it's like, nope. Like, everything's just
perfectly normal. You expected, like, you had cerebral palsy when you looked in the mirror?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, no. I thought I was going to have, like, a stroke face or something. I was like, and no, everything was just normal.
You're just chewing on your gums.
But I thought I was going to die, all right? I thought I was going to die because, I don't know, the last time you guys got a feeling, and I don't remember this from the last time I got a feeling, and maybe it's because I had did what I had intended to do this time, which was do half one separate day than the other half, so it's kind of like not as long of a work day in the chair type thing.
Was there a bad suction artist? Because that can be bad.
Not a bad suction artist. That's not what I thought I was going to die, so... I had my eyes closed for the entirety of the process. So I can only imagine what this thing looked like. And
I go eyes closed.
They got everything in my mouth. It's, you know, and it's like they put this gauze, what I have to assume is a small bit of gauze, and they put it between the tooth they're going to work on, because apparently the area has to be dry, and your tongue. And for some reason, the gauze, not for some reason, because my mouth, it's, you know, saliva.
Did you
and all
almost
that.
Swallow a pile of gauze in your
if,
mouth?
The funny thing, Scott, it's a mental thing. The gauze was actually going under my tongue, but mentally, I felt like it was going behind my throat, and I was about to swallow it and choke and die. So my tongue and... Your tongue. What I realized is your tongue is a trauma response. It reacts to pain. So my tongue is over here fighting with the gauze as they're working over here. And then at one point they were like, "You can't swallow because the stuff in your like it's harmful if you swallow." Basically. So now I'm like, ah, man, I'm on the edge of my seat. I'm like clutching the chair because this is like. I think they're doing the third.
I've never heard don't swallow at the dentist.
I
always have the fear of swallowing because it's like a big movement and she's like in there and I'm like, if I have to swallow, like, she'd be okay like, are we doing something wrong? I'm going to have to like go.
Mm. Well, I think it was because whatever
I had a cough
they were
last
doing
time
with the
and
filling.
I was like, and I just kind of like, excuse me, I got a cough now, please.
Yeah. So eventually I just told them, I was like, guys, I need a second. Somehow I communicated, like, I need a second. And they finally, like, stopped for a bit. And I was just like, I just got to, like, breathe, get my heart rate down. Because for some reason, my mind thinks I'm on the brink of death. Like, doing that, I was like, man, I cannot imagine being waterboarded. Because the other thing is, like, you're leaned back. People are working in your mouth. And my tongue is trying to, like, fight with this gauze to get it from being lodged under the tongue. And it's like, guys, I need a beat. And then after that, I think I was pretty much solid. I think they had, because the first, that's what it was. They did the top on my right side and they didn't need the gauze because the tongue is not there. But when they went to the bottom, they needed the gauze because the tongue was in the area. So then they did the other side and then I was good to go. I thought I was going to have to, when you leave, you know, usually they tell you not to eat, not to drink, whatever. I thought they were going to say for like an hour, 2 hours. They said, don't eat a drink for 30 minutes. I was like, 30 minutes?
Yeah.
What's the time it's going to take me to get home? Like, that was surprisingly short amount of time. I thought it would have been way longer.
Yeah, I always get paranoid and I do it for like 2 hours. I'm like, 30.
I did it for like
who's 30 minutes?
Like, you gotta wait till the numbness goes away anyway. Otherwise, it feels weird and tastes weird.
Yeah. So right after that, we left, got home, changed, and then went out to go watch some soccer games. Had some beer. I was like, man, should I be drinking beer? I don't know. Beer and a burger. So I was like, if it didn't take, it's their fault. They said 30 minutes. What? They didn't say don't drink alcohol.
It's just a feeling. You can have a beer and a burger.
Yeah, I was like, beer and a burger. Come on. Like, and then as it was happening, I was like, I pray I never have to get a root canal. My goodness.
It's not fun.
Yeah, I can't
imagine them having to
especially when
chip away the bone of your jaw to Saber tooth.
It's so weird. So last time you guys had some major dental work.
I had a lot in the last couple months.
Really?
I had an extraction. I had a root canal. I had.
Oh, wow.
I got crowns over here. I got new teeth. Not new teeth, but. Wow. I had some
last
bringing this teeth. To the program?
I thought I did. Pretty sure
maybe
I did.
Maybe this was the episode I was gone.
Could be. Last year I had the whole mouth thing where they had to chip away my jawbone to save the tooth because.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like.
Maybe this, both of you.
It's like this Beverly Hills dentist, and there's like all these hip, like, restaurants around it. And I'm always like, I go to my dentist's office, and I'm like, oh, I could stop there after and have lunch. And then I come out, and my face is fucked up. And they're like, don't eat or drink for an hour. I'm like, but there's the fucking the cheese place right across the street where all the famous people go for lunch.
That's funny.
I think this is the game Mike Ryan went to, isn't it? Did he go to Mexico to see Colombia?
Colombia is back. It might be.
I thought the games were in America.
Mexico game.
Is it America's?
It's the North America. So it's Mexico, Canada, and U.S. All three of us are the hosts.
They're in North America's?
That place in Toronto, yes. It's like it's tiny.
Toronto?
Toronto? Oh, yeah, bud.
Crazy. All right, well, thank you, everybody. What did we learn?
Well, wait, we have more. Greg, it's done.
Thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration.
Alrighty, what have I seen since I saw you last? Ooh, Scott did a thing, apparently. Since I saw you last, going to the diaries.
Whoa.
Last time was the 10th. Yeah.
Too much milk.
Watched and reviewed High School Musical 2 with Jeremy Taché on Who Does a Podcast. Thought it was fine. Not better than the first one. Some of the music, very good though. Stuck in my head. Then I watched Disclosure Day. I liked it. A lot of people. It's been getting mixed reviews among some people.
You're the first person really I've heard discuss it, so I hadn't heard one way or the other.
Oh, really?
Yeah, don't spoil it because I might see it.
I'm not going to spoil it. I liked it. There's great aliens. Action set pieces. There's
spoil,
aliens.
Spoil. Don't spoil it.
Scott, it's in the commercial now. Like they've.
I mean, it's called Disclosure Day.
I mean, it's got it right in the title, literally. Emily Blunt is fantastic.
I assumed it was about them releasing Trump's taxes.
Hilarious. Emily Blunt is fantastic.
You know, it's funny when Joe says,
there's some issues I have, some things that are convenient for the plot and the narrative to move on. But overall, for a summer blockbuster, kicking off the summer blockbusters, good start. Makes me even more excited for The Odyssey. And
I have a question.
Spider-Man. And
but I
like
sort of don't want you to answer, but I do.
All right. I'll figure out how to answer.
It's about aliens.
Okay.
It's a Spielie movie.
It's a Spielie.
Is there a reference to a certain extraterrestrial?
No. It's not in any way a sequel to anything.
No homages or nothing. No kid with like a basket on his bike.
No Reese's Pieces.
No Reese's Pieces. Nothing.
It's funny because there's a moment. There's a moment where I thought maybe, and then it plays it very straight. It's not.
He brings out the Ninja Creamy, and he's like, "We could throw in some toppings." And he reaches for candy, and it's.
Yeah,
peanut butter M&Ms.
Would be so easy.
That's funny. But no. Nothing like that. And the last thing I watched was actually right before we got on today. Ariel was... Peacock wouldn't open on the main TV. She was trying to watch Love Island. But because that didn't open, she went to Netflix and saw a title. Apparently that's been talked about online. Maternal Instinct, the Netflix documentary. I think released very recently.
Oh, I thought you watched the new Tony Hinchcliffe comedy special.
No, definitely not. Came out 2026. Don't have a date on it. What date did it get released? Greg, are you and the wife up on this one? Because you guys watch a lot of these.
I don't think so. Maternal Instinct.
Did anyone die in it? Was anyone murdered?
Yes. Yes.
And Kendra hasn't watched it yet?
That's what I'm saying. Crazy. I feel like she's got to know about this one.
Kendra is not in it.
It came out June 12th. So it came out over the weekend.
Don't want to add it to the list.
Add it to the list. It's very, very disturbing, very upsetting. There's some people with broken brains out there. That's all I'll say. There's some very broken brain people that
are brained. Yeah, broken brain.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good, Scott. So yeah, Maternal Instinct. Check it out if you are into that, you know, true crimey stuff. True crime with an ending. There's an actual ending.
Oh, I love a good ending.
Yeah, and it's not like a serialized thing. It's just one doc. 97.
Turns out her husband.
They did another episode to follow up on the yogurt shop murders. Because
no, but I heard that everything is wrong.
Well,
spoiler.
I mean, not necessarily. They just found out who the killer was. But
I was in the actual show. Did they find out?
Well, up to the point when right after they released the documentary, I think it got the ball rolling again on some tests and some DNA stuff. And through that, they found a serial killer that had done it.
We returned to the scene of the crime.
But then wasn't he already dead or something?
Oh, yeah, he died. They talked to his family. That's my shit.
But my thing is, like, there were people that were arrested for it originally.
Yes, and they had already been released.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know that.
But they were...
Central Park 6.
Central Park 5, Scott. I get that correct.
I messed up
Che Guevara. You messed up Central Park 5. So I feel like we're even now.
No, well, I said it's the one on t-shirts. Cesar Chavez. Let's go.
Cesar Milan.
Julio Cesar Chavez. That was
the name of the episode.
I was like, his name ever.
Cesar Milan Chavez. Cesar Che Guevara.
Chavez Guevara.
Cesar Che Guevara.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah, those are the movies I've watched. This week, Toy Story 5 comes out. I'll be checking that out. And something else, I think, comes out. I'll wait as Scott figures out, remembers what he was
Since Greg, going to say. Greg's not on the thing because Greg doesn't watch movies anymore. I have to be the movie guy now because it's my job.
Well, we watch movies. They're just usually.
Nope, just Toy Story 2.
What do we watch? We watch a lot of movies. I just can't remember any of them.
If Girls Like Girls is playing here, I'll probably watch that.
I'm down for that. When does that come out?
It's limited this week.
That means I can see it definitely here in LA next to me.
Is it an A24 joint or is it a Neon joint?
We watched girls that movie like girls. With Jennifer Lopez and what's his name from Ted Lasso.
Oh, Office Romance.
Ooh, Jenny Office on the Block.
Romance. Well, it's funny because you mentioned hiding your boner with your underwear, and that was
hey yo whoa, whoa.
When he first meets Jennifer Lopez, Brett, whatever it is, Steen, something Steen. Goldstein.
Michaels.
Brett Goldstein?
Yeah, he gets an unfortunate erection. So, it's funny. But
we're like Jenny from The Cock, actually, if you know what I mean.
It wasn't a bad movie. It was a bad movie, but it wasn't a horrible movie. I can't. Yeah, we watched a bunch of movies, but I can't remember, like I said. They come to me.
I went to the movie theater. At one recommendation of one Joe Duvet.
So Obsession.
Recommended.
Not my name at all.
This is sponsored by
Duvet.
Shim Sheets. What's the sheet company we did?
Sheets and Giggles.
Sheets. Four sheets. Shim Sheets. Hims sheets.
Hims for sheets.
I saw Masters of the Universe because I was thinking about watching it. Joe recommended it. I watched it.
Okay.
Started at 10:30. Let me preface that.
Yeah, why do you keep going to the movie so late?
I got things to do. I might have fallen asleep during like the...
Definitely fell asleep.
The mid-action part.
Okay.
Action.
Action.
I wanted to...
Tuesday night action.
I enjoyed the movie, question mark.
You enjoyed it felt the movie? Like, the question mark is that it's a movie or that you enjoyed it?
It felt like it wanted to be Guardians of the Galaxy, but it didn't get there until like the last 20 minutes of the movie. And
you
then
listen to the movie podcast or something, Scott?
Comedy.
0.0.
Have you seen Guardians of the Galaxy?
I have seen Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, breaking news. Okay.
What's there? A talking raccoon?
That's like a common... That's a common thing people have been saying. Like, he kind of wanted to get to Guardians, but didn't like fully commit to that tone. And
like, exactly. Right, you know what? Look at, I'm a great reviewer because not having listened to any comedy or movie.
Well, he's only seen podcasts. 7 movies, so he's got to compare it to one, and one of them was yeah. Guardian.
True, that's very true.
I was like halfway through. I was like, I get where they're going, and then when it hit like the final act, I was like, oh,
they were trying to do Project Hail Mary.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
I feel like
I'm liking it.
Obsession.
But it felt like the first half was like, I don't know.
The first half is a little clunky because it has to set you up. And then it has to set you up, then reset up what's happening.
Yeah, it felt like two different movies.
Yeah.
It was like it was introducing, and then it's like, also, we're going to jump into Guardians of the Galaxy now. I'm like, could we do this a different way where we like jump back and forth and sort of introduce these characters and then weave them in and out so I'm not like...
I don't know, man. I think for the property and the having to potentially introduce it to new people, adults taking their children... I feel like it kind of had to be the way it was because it makes no sense if he just is a kid on Earth and then become like knows all these people and they have to say their names. But framing it as a kid who then leaves, so he created these names as a kid and held on to them, and then he re-meets them, I feel like it worked for me. It takes a while.
I get it.
You gotta turn the key 2 times, but it worked for me.
I get it. I get
it. He liked it.
I don't know.
Let's go.
It felt like, I don't know, maybe in a different order we could have done the same thing and had it a little more.
Did you like the 17 fist jokes?
There was fellatio, lots of head jokes. There was fist jokes. I don't want to spoil it, but I just did. I did enjoy those. Those were good.
Okay, so that's what we're here for.
A lot of fisting and giving. Getting at
when homegirl calls good. Out the lion. Don't say what she said. But when she calls out the lion, very funny.
There was. I like the bits. That was the part that was confusing because it was like, which movie are we here? Because we're doing bits and skits, and all of a sudden we're a Marvel movie, but we're leaning in really deep into the bits and skits. And
I enjoyed it. Skeletor, Scott, in the third act, when Skeletor does his thing, that's like one of the best parts of the movie.
Skeletor, problem with Skeletor, he was too likable, you know? I'm like, I want a Skeletor movie now, whereas the Skeletor is like the main guy and we're hanging out with Skeletor. Hey, yeah.
He kept slapping women, though, Scott. Coffee. I don't know how likable he was.
Did he?
He kept backhanding his homegirl, the girl that's like evilness or whatever her name was.
How do we know he's evil, Joe?
I mean, he kept. Ooh, I mean, he has a skull for a head.
Hey, here we go. Dun, 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 dun.
All right, moving on.
It was good watch
for a head.
I don't like how I've seen one movie and Greg's like moving me along in my review. Well, let's keep. Greg, have you seen it? Do you plan to see it?
I plan to see it. Yeah, I can't wait. I just can't get to the theater.
Greg can't wait to find a link.
Yep.
Yep. All right. Is it time for...
Anybody going to hit the drop?
It's the NFL opening season. Oh.
My disappointment is the ref for the Haiti-Scotland game in the World Cup. Been watching a lot of World Cup. The ref in the Haiti-Scotland game, let alone the fact that apparently wherever he refs in his day job, wherever... Wherever league, he refs in his regular day job, he has been suspended for suspicious and inconsistent calls and whatnot. He was allowed to come to the FIFA World Cup. He was god awful. There were two potential handball calls that were never called or ever looked at, as far as going and looking at it on VAR. There were several tackles in the box that weren't called. There was a high boot on the knee of a player that resulted in a gash on the Haiti player's knee, and it was a yellow card. In any other instance, that is a straight red.
Causing injury.
The guy was just horrific. And I don't know how he was allowed to come here. I hope he's not allowed to ref.
He's obviously
games
not
going
Somali.
Forward. He's not. Obviously not. He's allowed.
We
into
have
the country.
Very strict rules to come here to ref these games.
But yeah, it was just so bad. And yeah, it may have cost us, you know, the possibility of moving on. If one of the handballs get called, you know, it's an entirely different game.
How does the World Cup work? How many games are we playing here? Because don't you have Haiti tickets, but you don't have those Haiti tickets?
I didn't have those Haiti tickets. Though Haiti's, that game was in Boston. Their next game is going to be in Philly, and then the third game is going to be here in Atlanta. So you're in a group of four teams. It's a round-robin situation, so three games will be played in
the burger place? The fries?
I don't know what you said. Whoever has the most points at the end of... you were saying it as I was speaking, so I didn't catch all of it. All I heard was unlimited fries. And I was like, I don't know.
It's
what that
the burger
means.
Joint with unlimited fries. Go on.
Okay. Ruby Tuesday? Is that the burger joint?
Red Robin.
So whoever has the most points after the group stage, the one and two move on. And then third now, because the field is expanded... third place teams will also move on depending on how many points they have in goal differential and everything like that. And then it's a knockout after that, just one game eliminations. So for wins, it's 3 points. Draws, it's 1 point. And then losses are nothing. So potentially cost us 1 point in that game because we could have drew with Scotland, if not won the game, because, again, there were two handballs, which should have been two penalty kicks. So, tough.
Yeah, as I started watching more and more of soccer, you know, when you think if it touches the hand, it's like, oh, it's a handball. But then you're like, well, it has to have been like intentional.
I was about to say,
it has to
be intentional.
Some kind of, you can't, just because it hits in the area. But
exactly. Have you seen the two from the Haiti game?
I did not. I learned more about that from just
one
watching.
Of them. Yeah, because if it's accidental, then it's like, all right, we're not going to call that. Like, there's just nothing you could do with that. One of them, the person is kicking the ball at the guy, and he brings his hand down, and the ball hits his hand. Like, that is textbook handball. Like, that is not even like a gray area. That is just like you put your hand in front of you to stop the player that you can see in front of you kicking. Like, how are we not looking at this?
Right.
So, yeah, it's...
this is the first World Cup I've watched where I recognized the players, some of the players from either Chelsea or...
yeah, I'm going to say Chelsea. Bayern, your boy from Bayern went all crazy today.
Yep. Yeah, Hassan Piker.
Nicholas Jackson played for both of them.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Nicholas Jackson should have had at least one goal.
Yeah.
Also known as Blanket, man, here in America.
Who's he playing for?
Senegal?
Senegal, yes. Yeah, because Senegal played France. That first one in the first half where it hits the bar, then it hits the back heel of the keeper and didn't go in. Oh, my goodness. That was insane.
How is that possible?
Like, we literally saw a play like that in the Stanley Cup final where I can't remember homeboy's name right now, but he had shot it off the back wall.
We don't talk about the Stanley Cup finals, John.
Well, this was a game where Vegas won, Scott.
We don't talk about
Jonathan
it.
Something. It ends up in the back pad of.
That's right. The keeper. That's the game.
And then it went in.
That's the one where they came back from three down.
Oh, that's the one they stole the goal that went in, and they called it.
Greg is so far ahead of me. Uzbekistan just equalized.
Let's see if it's great build up onside.
I think that's for sure onside. But yeah, I'll get into more World Cup stuff in my encouragements. But yeah, fuck that ref from the Haiti.
Yeah, it sucks, yo.
We went out and everything.
Fuck the Knights refs too. They blow it. Game three, they ruined the series. Knights won.
Yeah, I like
fuck New Carolina. York. Craig, is that your team? Do you have a house in Carolina?
No.
Or is that a different Carolina?
I do. But they play in Raleigh, Durham, Raleigh.
Yeah, but it's you're one of them now.
I'm Carolina, I got the Panthers. I got.
You don't want to claim them on the weekends.
Most people here are Tennessee fans. More Tennessee. We're close to Tennessee.
Oh my god, big Titans fans.
The Carolina Panthers joke.
Carolina Panthers. Like Panthers.
What was I gonna say? Something. I forget. Oh, the NBA Finals was like the most watched. I guarantee you the
huge
NHL was probably
out.
The least watched.
I heard the NHL had good numbers.
They were good. It was a good series.
Remember, they were on ABC and ESPN this year, true. So that gives it a bounce in and of itself.
You're talking about Freedom 250? UFC? Those did like 17 trillion people watch.
Yeah, too bad your drone strike didn't happen.
Yeah. Whoa, Scott, you put that together?
Greg, don't implicate me.
Do not. FBI will be at Scott's house tomorrow.
Do not.
Cash Patel.
Oh, they won't hear you were part of it because he played copyrighted music.
Heard you were part of it.
You won't go on. You can't be on YouTube. All right.
So yeah.
I love the UFC. It was a great event in America.
Low lives, low lives.
You 100% with the guy. Agree with the guy that said the thing about Michelle, huh?
No, I'm with Nate Bergazzi, who was there, and it's not political.
Nate, that's why I didn't go see the movie. At the Jen Carey on Instagram,
also,
Florida.
It's not good.
Yeah, I heard that too.
DTR on the Discord, disappointment of the week, bad referees.
Hey, exactly. Hi, bro. Canute on the Discord. Disappointment. Went mountain biking yesterday and forgot about the rain we recently had. So muddy. I got a little mud butt. If you guys ever been on a bike and you get a little mud butt, we got a little mud coming down your butt cheeks and your bike when you're
you
out there.
Need all the shit tickets.
Riding out there. And you get a little, it rolls down your socks and you got to change your socks because they have holes in them, just like underwear.
Jesus Christ. If I could make a request of Canute, if he listens this far into the show, how are people in Australia experiencing this World Cup with the time, but also you guys had a really good first game.
They got to see the first game because it started at midnight.
Oh, my gosh.
Bro, that was crazy.
The midnight games are going to kill me. I'm watching Austria and Jordan at 2 a.m. Like, oh, man, it's going to kill me.
Oh, those are great games.
Well, I mean, all right. So, what time will it be if it's
3 o'clock
Eastern game? That's gonna be in the middle of the night, right? For the
it's like 12-hour difference. So yeah, it'll be middle of night.
So they got the game where they can watch it in prime time or whatever. Now they gotta watch
the next game is against USA.
Yeah, at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock Eastern.
Oh, it's 3 o'clock on Friday.
USA.
Yep.
I don't know why I thought it was like six. So yeah, that's going to be 3 a.m. for them.
3 a.m. I must be lonely.
But all right, well, thank you, listeners, for submitting your low lights, and let's hear from our highlights.
Stories that make us feel happy.
Let's talk about soccer. My encouragement is continuing with the theme of the night, soccer. The World Cup, we're about a week in. Tomorrow I'll be doing my first recap of the World Cup. I'll be doing weekly recaps on the Cheers from the Press Box feed every Thursday because it kicked off on Thursday. Oh, Greg is 7 minutes ahead of me, I swear. But no, the first week has been fantastic. It's been fun outside of the Haiti loss. Mexico winning their opening match. USA winning their opening match emphatically. Raul Jimenez scoring for Mexico. Raul Jimenez played for... Oh, man. It kept going through his hands into the goal. That's a tough one to take. But yeah, Raul Jimenez, who played for Fulham. This is a couple years after he got a plate in his head because he clashed heads with another guy and he couldn't had to sit out from playing for a while. And he ended up getting his first goal for Mexico in a World Cup. And also his father passed away earlier this year. And the first thing he did after he scored his goal was point to the sky and immediately break down and cry. That's what the World Cup is all about. It's about those emotions, those highs. You have Flo Balogun play extremely well in the USA game. And then you just had crazy story after crazy story with the Cape Verde game against Spain, DR Congo drawing with Portugal today, Korea, Czechia. That was a game, not Dominican Republic.
I know, every time they said it, DR Congo, I'm like, Dominican Republic.
Democratic Republic. But yeah, no, you've had a lot of the small dogs taking it to the big dogs, man. It's been very fun. Who did Japan play? Japan played Netherlands in a game where the way it ended was kind of spectacular. They ended up scoring in like the 89th minute, but they kept putting in crosses. And Japan, I don't know if you guys know this, some of the smallest people. And the Netherlands, I don't know if you guys know this, literally some of the largest people.
Some of the whitest like, people? Oh.
Statistically, the Netherlands have the largest people. So it was like, why do they keep doing these crosses for like headers? Like, you guys aren't going to get the ball. And then they did another one. They got their head on the ball, put it in the back of the net. I think Qatar also had a game like that where they scored in the 95th minute to tie with Switzerland. Yeah, man, it's just been fun story after fun story. Ivory Coast, their late game winner. Yeah, man, a lot of dope things, a lot of dope stories. I'll recap more in depth tomorrow. One thing I do want to shout out, Men in Blazers have been doing nightly recaps on their YouTube page. I've been watching those.
Will Smith, yesterday, Men in Blazers.
Yesterday they had Diego Luna. Diego Luna? That's the actor, right?
The actor, yeah.
Yeah. They had Diego Luna on last night. Andor. And then also Trevor Noah has been doing live streams for a couple of the matches every
day. I've seen Trevor doing his live.
Unfortunately, he's about to take a break for a couple of games. But today he had as a guest on Roy Wood Jr. Yesterday he had Mike Myers on. The day before he had
it's a beautiful goal.
So it's been real fun. I would say he's doing it with two of his buddies. And then they're bringing, like, every once in a while, they're bringing celebrity guests. Celebrity guests is not always there. They had a former English player, John Barnes, on. They had Chad Ochocinco on.
Rodio, are you to play?
So that's been fun, like, companion watching when I'm watching the games at home to be, like, you know, give it a more festive atmosphere. But, yeah, enjoying the hell out of the World Cup right now. Good games, good stories, and... you know, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Only with the World Cup do you have Iran and Iraq play games on U.S. soil. It's
just don't make a celebratory gun. Actually, you'll get deported.
It's mind blowing. So yeah.
Joe, don't say blowing when referencing these two countries.
Oh shoot! You know what? Iran had two comeback goals to equalize against the Netherlands. Really good stuff there. I don't remember how the Iraq game ended up turning out for them. I think they played Norway. That was the 4-1 game, if I'm not mistaken, actually. But yeah, man, you got Kylian Mbappe doing what he's doing. Messi hitting hat tricks. Like, if you love the game, the beautiful game, you're being fed well right now.
A beautiful game. I love it a lot. What I love more? Men fighting on my birthday, naked in a ring.
Well, what does our listeners think about this stuff?
Can I get
every single day? Hey, it's Squiggle on Discord. Encouragement. Supplies arrive tomorrow for us to build our new 12x24 composite deck. Perfect timing to use my new Father's Day miter saw.
Happy Father's Day. Hey, it hadn't even happened yet, has it? I don't even know.
It's this Sunday. I also, sorry.
How would you know?
I didn't want to mention. Hey, I have a father-in-law.
Greg, that is.
I did want to say.
Cut that out.
That was bad.
It's been very cool to go out and watch some of these games and watch them at Decatur Square. They're having like a watch fest where they have like three big ass screens out there. And so me and Ariel went out there Monday after we got our teeth worked on. And we watched the Belgium-Egypt game, and there was like some actual Egyptians out there. So we ended up rooting for the Egyptians. No, ended up being a 1-1 draw, Greg. Unfortunately. But great game. Great game. Great stuff. Fun atmosphere, being around people, being out and about. Decatur Square, they've really transformed it into a really cool
pyramid. They built pyramids there in like 2 days, which was crazy. There,
so. Yeah, we're enjoying it. We're having fun. We're having fun.
Excellent, excellent. Highbrow Canute on Discord. Encouragement, watched Star Wars Phantom Menace and liked it. Have avoided it as a rewatch for years.
I enjoyed it as well. I've never seen it ever.
Bum, 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 bum.
With the, what's right, his name? The guy? The red-faced guy?
Hayden Christensen? No.
That guy.
Darth Maul.
Darth Maul.
Darth Maul.
That was Hayden Christensen doesn't come in.
Oh, huge game. Shout out to
no, he's in it.
To
he's not,
the baby.
He's a kid.
He's not
a child.
Yeah,
that's
right.
He's a child.
Shout out to Brennan and his family and his.
That's right,
son,
oh, yeah. Baby boy.
Yeah, Brennan Junior, yeah, no. Darth Maul, Aquarius. I believe.
Luke he wasn't Anakin, able to post all his reels about Joe's episode because he was having a baby.
He had a baby in the middle of it. Thank goodness.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Grant Anakin. Tassel.
Grant Anakin.
I saw the baby yesterday, but
it came out last week.
IRL?
We talked about it last week. Scott.
I saw him.
It came out last week.
We talked about it last week.
We talked about it last week. Yeah.
But
on last week's show. But yeah, no,
and
I saw
yes,
the baby.
It did we come doing, out last week.
We were doing Cheers, and at the end of the show.
It came out during Cheers?
I think.
Yay.
Man, why am I blanking on her name right now?
Tracy.
I wanted to say Terry. Terry's in my group chat. Soccer. She's one of the former in the South people. Tracy. I did it again.
Team
name really throw me off. This
Baby
Tom
brain,
Collins,
I
really.
Get it.
Tracy was like holding, was sitting off screen with the baby, and then we went a little longer. So then she gave Brennan went and grabbed the baby for like the last two or so minutes.
Did she give him the light? Tell him to wrap it up.
She gave him the proverbial light. She also came by and showed me the baby at the start of the episode.
Like a little
and then
blanket
I think
on the
she
balcony.
Had to go to the bathroom or something. So,
well, TMI, Joe.
Cute little guy. Cute
references.
Little guy.
Yeah.
She just had to go to the back.
Second blanket
that
represents the episode.
Congratulations, Brennan and Tracy.
Huge shout out to them.
Huge shout out.
And go watch those episodes on YouTube. Brennan Tass is your ex-drinking buddy. Watch me a couple weeks before.
And next week.
What?
Donna so Panama.
Stay tuned.
He didn't know you were coming. He didn't know you were coming.
Yeah, Scott, you didn't communicate with him that you were coming.
It was a surprise. Okay.
What did we learn, folks?
All right. What did we learn?
Learn Scott that. Has bad socks, even though it's the
learn
same socks I have.
Scott wears classic Why boxers.
You guys only learned about my underwear. Boxers. I don't have anything to take. It's I don't have anything to support.
Scott wears boxers just and wear boxers. Amazon socks from it's Hanes crazy, Amazon. Wow.
Hold also, Scott's never done a favor for a friend.
Lie detector difference. That's a lie.
Never gave a story. Never gave a story.
Joe, I learned that Joe loves Caesar Guerrero.
Caesar Milan?
Joe is a dog whisperer now. I learned that Guerrero, Joe after this.
Let's add another name.
Guerrero. After this episode ends, Joe has to drive 15 minutes to go with the dogs out.
I already saw them for the night.
Yeah, sans jerky.
Yeah, sans jerky. It's tough. I told them to order more jerky. They haven't since. So. I think the dogs are accustomed to no jerky now. It's been like 2 or 3 days.
Oh, I got the episode title. Oh, perfect.
You never want to get anyway, welcome back to A New Low. Thanks for listening to A New Low.
I just saw the title.
This has been L. Greg, Headphone Joe, and Scott. Bye, Scott. Another successful episode.
We only got three more listening. Left after this, which is crazy.
I knew he was going to say it eventually.
A New Low pod on all social media.
Shop.newlow.co. Wait, is it four more? No, three more.
I think it's five more.
Is it Paramore?
Listen to the other shows on the A New Low podcast network. Cheers from, cheers from the podcast. Cheers from the press box. Who does a podcast? Cheers from the press box might be. Is it about to go on hiatus?
It is on hiatus now.
Isn't the NFL
again,
back?
Like I said, every Thursday I will be giving a World Cup recap. Also, I'm going to attempt to do the summer interview series. So, yeah.
I didn't get my invitation, but that's okay.
Well, I haven't sent them out yet. Settle down.
What's your other host? Do we have a kid or something?
Yeah, he's got some things going on.
Still haven't seen mine.
If for 4 years. So. If I left anything out, you can find everything you need to know at anulo.co. Thanks again for listening, and remember, it's a rad, rad world.
Rest in peace, Oliver Tree.
This is the time to say goodbye to all our low-life friends. We tricked you into listening, but now it has to end. See ya!